Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
What's up, Las Vegas? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and welcome to Talk Radio. That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. Big O, I want the girls to know. 65 is where I reside. I woke up Monday morning, rise and shine. I got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And I rolled on. I went to Long Beach. I was walking on the strand. I saw this beautiful girl laying suntan on the sand. Ooh-wee! The girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She had yellow skin. I walked up to her, and to my surprise, I saw she had slanted eyes. Ooh-wee! The girl was so fine, she blew my mind. I asked her where she was from. She said she's from Japan. She comes to America, cause it's a free land. Ooh-wee, I agree with you, girl. I wanna take you to South Central LA. Walk this way to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rolled on. We went to L.A., South Central L.A. I went to 65. That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. Big O, I want the girls to know. 65 is where I reside. We walked in the house and went to the bedroom. We started acting like the bride and groom. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She started screaming and hollering all night long. She let me know that I couldn't do no wrong. In the morning, we rise and shine. We got up and got dressed and went outside. To my Mustang 65, that's my ride, and we rode on. We went to a Japanese restaurant, and we walked in the door and went to the counter to order our food. And then I went and sat down at a booth at a table. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee. And the Asian women kind of smiled at me, and they looked and they bowed at me, and I bowed back. They bowed at me again because they knew I was the Mac. My friend brought the food to my table, and she asked me if I needed anything else. And I said, no, girl, sit down and let's eat. So we ate our food and we had a lot of fun. We talked and we laughed and we had a good time. And she said, I gotta go, 'cause my sister's gonna be looking for me. And I said, you're right, don't you know? So we got up and we walked outside to my Mustang 65, that's my ride. And we rode on. We went back to Long Beach, back to the Strand. I dropped her off and kissed her in the mouth. And I said, I had a good time. She said, I did too. We got to do this again real soon. And I rolled on.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories Talk Radio Show. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory Stories Talk Radio Show. All right, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and today we're going to be talking about the Biden House, White House experience. He has decided that he's going to set up an embargo against Russia because they're fighting with the Ukraine, the country of the Ukraine, in the war against Russia. And so he's deciding that he's going to shut down the oil and the gas that's running to the United States, and he's going to shut the pipeline down and not buy the gas from Russia to cut down Russia's money so that they can't afford to finance the war. Because that's how they're financing the fight against the Ukraine, financing their war with the money that they're getting from the sale of the oil and the gas that's being shipped in the pipeline to the European countries and into America. So America has shut down the use of the pipeline. Now, Russia is only getting its money from the European countries that haven't shut down the pipeline. They're still taking the gas and the oil from Russia, and Russia is continuing to earn the money that's helping support their war against the Ukraine. And right now, the Ukraine is fighting in the north and the south of the country of the Ukraine, and they're fighting the Russian soldiers, and they seem to be winning the war because they got a lot of supplies from the United States, and they got a lot of military supplies from Poland and from Germany, and so they're able to fight against the war against Russia. And now the Ukraine army has crossed the eastern border of the Ukraine, and they've gone into Russia to fight Russia on their own territory. But that's going to prove to be fatal because Russia has soldiers all over the Ukraine. They have soldiers on the north side of the Ukraine, in the cities in the north, and Russia has soldiers on cities in the east, and they have soldiers in the south, And if all of those soldiers converge on the Ukraine soldiers that are now in Russia, then Russia, the Ukraine soldiers are going to be surrounded by the soldiers from Russia, and it's going to be a bad situation because the soldiers in the Ukraine are going to run out of military weapons, and the Russians are going to be at full strength because they'll have military weapons coming from all four sides surrounding the Ukrainian soldiers. So that's what it looks like is going to happen, and we don't understand why the Ukraine soldiers crossed into the country of Russia. Why did they make that move to go into Russia? Why didn't they stay in the Ukraine and fight to defend their capital and defend the cities in the north and in the south of the Ukraine? We don't know. But if there's anything that's going to happen to the Ukraine soldiers, it's going to happen now with most of the Ukraine army in the country of Russia. So it's going to be a bad situation. Now, the United States government is trying to help out the United States with their oil situation. And the inflation in the United States is going up because the cost of gas is going up. It went from $3 a gallon to now it's over $5.50 a gallon. And in some states, it's even higher than that. The Russian, the gas is going up because of the embargo that the United States has put on the Russian pipeline. So the Americans, the Biden administration in the White House has decided that they're going to take 100 million gallons of the gas that they have in reserve in their reserve gas tank, and they're going to ship it to the states across the United States. And hopefully that will take the price of gas down to where the citizens in the United States can be able to purchase gas at a cheaper price. And some of the states in the United States are going to not only issue $500 certificates so that people in the states can buy gas at a cheaper price, and they able to go shopping in the grocery stores, and they're able to buy the higher priced food items. So the states have decided to issue a $500 bond that will help people in their states, help them to be able to buy the gas and afford the gas at the higher price and be able to afford the food in the stores that have gone up because of the embargo and the shutdown of the gas for the trucks that drive through the United States that deliver the groceries to the stores. The trucks are having to pay extra prices for their gas, and they're having to drive the distance across the country to deliver the groceries to the stores. And so they need extra money to deliver the groceries. So some of the states are issuing issuing $500 coupons, and they're issuing gift certificates for $200 and $300 so that the people in the different states can buy the groceries and they can buy the gas at the extra prices that is coming up in the gas stations, and the extra prices that have risen in the stores. Now, the governors in the different states are issuing money to the people in their states to help them be able to purchase gas and purchase groceries to pay the extra prices that have that are coming up in the stores and in the gas station. So that's what's going on in the United States. And they have several other states where the governors are issuing money to the citizens of their state to help buy groceries and help pay for the extra gas that they need to buy, because the price of gas has gone from $3 to $5, and some states the price of gas is going up to $5.50 or $5.60 a gallon. So that's what's going on in the United States, and our President Biden is trying to supply gas to all of the states from the extra supply of gas that we have in reserve in our gas tank. Millions of gallons of gas to be shipped to a lot of the states so that they can decrease the cost of gas, and the citizens don't have to pay as much for their gas to this day. And that's going to happen for about 6 months. The Biden administration feels as though they can settle the price of gas to go down and maybe decrease the inflation a little bit for the price of gas and the price of food in the stores. So that's what's going on in the world, in the United States of America, and that's what's happening with Biden's White House politics. That's what he's working on. So if you have comments or questions about what we're talking about on talk radio, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm listening for your comments. So call in at 563-999-3560 and give me your opinion or your comments about what's going on with the Biden administration and what he's doing about the embargo for Russia and the gas pipeline. We want to know what you think, because I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. I'm not a reporter, and I'm not a politician, but I'm stating what I understand to be the facts that are going on in the United States of America and what our president is doing with against the situation with Russia against the Ukraine country, the war that they're having in the Middle East. So call me at 563-999-3568, and we can talk about it. And I'd like to hear your comments on G Money Stories Talk Radio Show. Okay, DJ Papa D, let's take a commercial break, And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. I tell jokes about animals and women with no hair.
Come on now.
I taught school in Compton. They said the kids were dumb. I beg to differ, 'cause I taught them one-on-one. I taught Anthony Anderson and Deshaun Prince, just to name a few. I taught Venus and Serena Williams, and they did what they had to do.
Come on now.
They became bright stars, brighter than the sun. They put Compton on the map, and they did it one by one. Well, I moved from L.A. to Las Vegas in about 2000 or so. I wanted to try my luck on a Vegas stage show. So I met Aretha Franklin. She was the queen of soul. And she asked me to open up her stage show. So I opened the show, and it went all right, and I did it real big, and then I met Gladys Knight. Well, I opened her show, and I stood real tall, and then I went to the convention center, and I opened the Pimpin' Players Ball. Snoop Dogg was the special guest star. He gave me some weed. We put it in the air. We smoked it all around like we just didn't care.
Come on now.
Then I went to the casino, and I was drinking at the bar, and I met Flavor Flav, and he was talking about he was a star. And then I met Too Short, and he was having fun. And then I went to the party with Iron Mike Tyson.
Come on now.
Now I'm in Vegas, and I'm on the radio, and I'm broadcasting live around the world, don't you know? Can hear me on the radio if you pull up Gregory Girard to find my radio show. It's definitely not hard. I talk about news and sports, and I play music on the air. I tell jokes for your listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I have enough to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. 'Cause I'm G-Money, Las Vegas promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes.
Come on now.
I'm G-Money, and I move the crowd. And I'm so funny, I make them laugh out loud. So I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. I'm G-Money.
Come on now.
I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. And if you didn't know, ask somebody.
Thank you.
my comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G-Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page, or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Well, a guy got up and hit a long fly ball, and the man ran to third base. And I'm like, oh, no, he's going to try to run? Oh, well, I'm ready for him. And they throw it to our shortstop, and our shortstop throws the ball, and I catch the ball, and now I'm waiting on the runner. And he's coming, and I know he's coming, and I'm ready for him, and I'm going to tag him out, and he's going to be out, and he doesn't slide. he goes to plan B, which was run me over. And he runs me over. And I tag him out, but he steps on my foot. And then I jump up and I say, ow, shit, that hurt.
I don't gang bang. I play ball. I don't gang bang. I play ball. I went to Catholic school and I was a schoolboy. I did good in school and made the honor roll. I played football, basketball, baseball, and ran track, and I never did have to watch my back. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I was born and raised in South Central L.A., where the Crips were born and the gangsters came to play. I got a pass.
What's up, G-Dub?
From the Crips in my hood. They knew I was an athlete, and they knew I was good. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I played baseball with Daryl Strawberry and Eric Davis at St. Andrew's Park. But don't get me twisted. I don't bow down. But don't get me twisted. And I don't cry. If you come to me with some stupid shit, you're gonna go home with a fat lip and a black eye. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I went to college on a baseball scholarship, and I could have went pro, but I got hit with a hanging curveball, and that's how it goes. So now I'm in Vegas, a comedian on the strip, writing jokes and songs, because that's my gift. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I grew up in South Central LA, but you had to be tough to go outside and play. But now I'm G-Money, the Pimp Thomas. And if you don't know, you better ask somebody, and they'll tell you it's so. The morning, rise and shine, late at night, G-Money's a pimp, two dead boys, yeah, got up to fight,
what the hell,
back to back,
watch yourself,
they faced each other,
and I'm butt naked,
they drew their swords,
what the fuck is going on?
And they shot each other.
What the hell?
The deaf policeman.
What? Are you serious?
Heard the noise.
Come on now.
And came and shot.
Oh, shit.
The two dead boys.
What the hell?
Now, if you don't believe
me,
this song is true.
Come on now.
Ask the blind man.
Now you know.
Because he saw it too.
Come on now. This ain't like smoking weed.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories Talk Radio Show. Well, we got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the Entertainer of the Year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Talk Radio, Gregory Stories. Well, I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Talk Radio. And we were talking about the war between Russia and the Ukraine. And I wanted to make comments about how the Russian airplanes are bombing the houses in the Ukraine. They're bombing the hospitals. They're bombing the orphanages. They're bombing the schools in the Ukraine, in different cities in the Ukraine. And the soldiers of the Ukraine are trying their best to fight back against the soldiers of the Russian army, but they can't compete against the airplanes because they don't have no ground-to-air missiles to stop the bombing, and they don't have any military weapons to shoot down the airplanes that are flying over the Ukraine, that are dropping bombs on the houses and the apartments and the villages of the Ukraine in the different cities in the Ukraine. So the Russians are bombing the Ukraine, but the soldiers are steadfast. They're fighting to defend their land. They're fighting for the pride of their homes and their territories. They've sent the women and the children to get on the trains to go to other countries so that they can be safe away from the war. And all of the men, the husbands, are staying and fighting the Russian soldiers in the Ukraine. And it seems as though the capital of the Ukraine is defended by all the Ukraine soldiers, and the president of the Ukraine is still in power, and he's still in control of his soldiers that have surrounded the state capital, and they are fighting the Russians as they are trying to take over the capital. They are bombing and they're fighting with the weapons that they're getting from the United States. They're getting weapons from Poland. They're getting weapons from Germany. The Ukrainians are fighting with the weapons that they're getting from the other countries in NATO and the European. The European Union are giving them weapons and giving them money for them to buy weapons so they can fight against the Russian armies. And they seem to be holding their own in the country of the Ukraine. They have several cities that have been bombed by the planes that fly over the Ukraine. But the Russian soldiers are fighting and steadily holding the position in the Ukraine. And they're fighting and they're pushing back the Russian soldiers. So they are maintaining their country and they're maintaining their capital. And some of the cities in the Ukraine are still being protected by the Ukraine soldiers and the citizens of the Ukraine, which are fighting to maintain their country and to they're fighting for their own land and their homes. And they have sent their wives and their children out, and the wives and the children are going to other countries, and they're seeking asylum in Poland and in Germany and in some of the other countries on the outside of the Ukraine. So it's the fight which Russia is not advancing in the Ukraine, but the Ukraine soldiers seem to be winning the war in the Ukraine. So that's what the situation is now in the Ukraine. Russia is backed up into their country, and they're getting armored tanks and pulling the tanks and going into the Ukraine. And the Ukraine is asking the government of the United States to supply them with some military tanks so they can fight against the tanks that the Russians have. And the United States hasn't given the Ukraine any tanks, but they've given them some ground-to-air missiles to fight against the planes that are bombing buildings in the Ukraine. So the war is going on, and this is like the second week or the 14th or 15th day of the war, and the Ukrainians seem to be maintaining their own distance in the war. So that's what's going on. And if you have comments that you want to make about what's going on in the war, then give me a call. I'm G Money, the Pimp Tommy. You can call me at 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And I'd like to hear your opinion or your comments about what's going on in the war between the Russians and the Ukraine as they're fighting to take over. The Russians are trying to take over the country of the Ukraine, and they're trying to add it back to the country of Russia, which Ukraine used to be part of the Russian country. And now they're independent, and they're a democracy, but the Russians are trying to take over the Ukraine and make them a communist country all over again. And the Chinese are watching the war between the Russians and the Ukraine, and they're trying to decide on what they want to do. Because if they take over the eastern part of the world, then they will be the prime country, communist country, and they are thinking that Russia will bow down to them, and they will be partners with Russia in any war that happens in the eastern part of the world. So China is a communist country, and they're watching to see what happens with Russia, to see if Russia is going to bow down to the Ukraine. If they can't beat the Ukraine country and they can't take over the country, then China might say, hey, we have the biggest military on this side of the planet. We can take over everything because we are the biggest communist country on the planet. And that would present a lot of problems because they would want to challenge the democracy of the United States of America, as we are in the NATO, which is all the European countries that have come together that are fighting or helping the Ukraine fight for democracy. Okay, let's take another commercial break, and we'll be back in a minute for more of the show. I'm G Money, and if you have comments, you can give me a call at 563-999-3560. This is Talk Radio. We'll be back in a minute for a commercial break. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I went to Catholic school, and I was a schoolboy. I did good in school and made the honor roll. I played football, basketball, baseball, and ran track. And I never did have to watch my back. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I was born and raised in South Central L.A., where the Crips were born and the gangsters came to play. I got a pass.
What's up, G-Dub?
From the Crips in my hood. They knew I was an athlete, and they knew I was good. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I played baseball with Daryl Strawberry and Eric Davis at St. Andrew's Park. But don't get me twisted. I don't bow down. But don't get me twisted. And I don't cry. If you come to me with some stupid shit, you're gonna go home with a fat lip and a black eye. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I went to college on a baseball scholarship, and I could have went pro, but I got hit with a hanging curveball, and that's how it goes. So now I'm in Vegas, a comedian on the strip, writing jokes and songs, because that's my gift. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I grew up in South Central L.A., but you had to be tough to go outside and play. But now I'm G-Money, the Pimp Thomas,
And if you don't know, you better ask somebody, and they'll tell you it's so.
My comedy album is gonna be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. And we looked up, and the blunt had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents...
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you.
This is G-Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want. But they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story Talk Radio Show. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody. Everybody, welcome to Gregory Story Talk Radio Show. Now, I'm G-Money, and I've been talking about the war between Russia and the Ukraine. And I've been talking about how the Russians have been bombing the houses, bombing the hospitals, bombing the orphanages and the warehouses in the Ukraine. And the Ukraine soldiers have been getting war weapons to fight the Russian army. And they've been getting weapons from the United States. They've been getting money from the United States to buy weapons. And they've been getting weapons from Poland. And they've been getting weapons from Germany to fight the war against the Russians. And the Ukrainians have been holding their own. They've been at war with Russia for like the last 3 weeks. and they sent all of their women and children out of the country to be out of the way of the bombing and the deaths that have occurred in the Ukraine. And the men have stayed behind to fight for their land, to fight for their freedom, and to fight to maintain their country. And they're fighting for the Russians not to come and take over their land. And they are maintaining control of their own country, and they're maintaining control in the cities in their countries as they're fighting off the Russians that have showed up and are doing a very poor job of fighting, because they have a lot of soldiers that are 18 and 19 years old that have been drafted to fight in the Russian war, and they're not really trained to be soldiers, and so they're not fighting well against the Ukraine army, which are grown men that are fighting to survive their land and to maintain their freedom. They're not letting the Russians come in and take over their land. So that's what's going on in the war between the Russians and the Ukraine. And I was talking about how President Biden is set up an embargo to shut down the pipeline that's going from Russia that was coming into the United States. They shut down the pipeline into the United States. And they cut off the money that Russia was making for the sale of the gas and the oil that was coming to the United States. So that's what's going on. Now, the United States is cutting back on the money that Russia is receiving in the war. And Russia has lost account of their bank accounts that are in the United States. The United States has cut off their bank accounts to the Russians. So that's what's going on in the war between the Russians and the Ukraine. And that's what the Biden administration is doing to maintain the war, to maintain the Ukraine's fight against the Russians, and the Ukraine's are putting up a battle against the Russians. And that's because they're getting the help, money, and food and supplies from the United States. And they're getting money and weapons from Germany and from Poland to fight against the Russian army. And they're getting supplies from NATO, which is the countries that have united, that are democratic countries that are united to fight against the communist country of Russia. And they're keeping an eye on China, because they don't know if China's going to try to get involved in the war. If they see that Russia is losing the war, China might feel as though they're a powerful nation and they can step in and take over and be the biggest communist country on the planet. And they can fight head up against the United States of America. So we're watching China, the communist power of China, to see what they're going to do. So that's it. And that's all for today's show. So DJ Papa D, let's play another song, and then we're going to get out of here. We're going to have our birthday wishes and I'm going to say I'll see you tomorrow as we talk about the NBA basketball playoffs that will start tomorrow evening. So, DJ Papa D, play old school flow as we get out of here. And we'll be back for birthday wishes in a minute. Money, and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, pick five all day. I'm D-Money, number one on the mic. Got diamonds on my fingers, the kind that you like. Got my name on my hat and my name on my shoes. Step master of the blue spot, blue stepping crew. I'm D-Money, used to live in the park, getting high with my homeboys in the park after dark. The camp was a lot, and in the desert first, the camp blew up like a battlefield nerf. I'm D-Money, and I'm blowing up the spot. Got all of my homeboys smoking up all my pot. All of my ladies singing, ready or not. All my lyrics, big, nasty, and hot. I'm hot like a blazing fire, burning up the planet. Double date with Christy and her roommate, Janet. All of my women cooking home-cooked meals. My skin is shiny, just like a black seal. I'm D-Money, ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood, they love my smile. I'm running through the city and I'm walking for a mile. Don't call me on the phone unless you call my dial. I'm D-Money, it's a family affair. I'm hanging with the homies and we go everywhere. They say I'm so fly, they call me Savoir Faire. Girls in my neighborhood, Prince braid my hair. I'm D-Money, and I'm swinging on a swing. Like a gangster on the run, I'm like a street king. I'm D-Money, and I want the world to know I'm an OG gangster with the old school flow. 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 I'm D-Money, and I want the world to know I'm a straight OG with the old school flow. Old school flow. Old school flow. I'm D-Money, and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. Came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6-5 all day. I'm G-Money, the pimp comes, and if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go tell somebody, heard me? Well, everybody, clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to get out the air chair and go somewhere. I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? So, I want to say, DJ Papa G, let's give a shout-out to everybody that has a birthday today on April 10th, 2022.
All right. Here are the birthdays for April 11th, 2022. Tiffany Williams has a birthday. Happy birthday, Tiffany. Who's wearing some blue and gold? Happy birthday to Monique Lynette. Happy birthday to Janaea Hall Temple, who is 49 years old today. Happy birthday to Antonio Baez, who is 44 years old today. Tim Garner, who is a Sigma, is 26 years old today. Janie Scott is 46 years old today. Tammy S. McLaren has a birthday today. And last but not least, Taylor Maid is 27 years old today. Happy birthday to everyone for April 11th, 2022.
Today is April 11th. I thought it was the 10th. I'm getting my days confused. Okay. Well, happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today, April 11th, 2022. And it's your special day. So I hope you get some special gifts today. You get some love and attention from your loved one. And you get some real special good stuff from those that care about you the most. And may God's blessings be upon you for your day and the rest of the days, the rest of your life. May you always receive God's blessings. And may I bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. May you receive all of the grace that the good Lord can provide for you. And I want to say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. And many, many more. Many, many more. Happy birthday to you and many, many more. Happy birthday to you. And may you have a blessed day and a good day today and a better day tomorrow as we are wishing you the best on the 11th of April, 2022. So, celebrate your birthday with the best of blessings to be bestowed on you. And now, DJ Papa D, let's pray to get rid of this virus and to get rid of the war in the Ukraine and to stop the Russians from shooting all the kids in the Ukraine and killing all the women around the country of the Ukraine. May the war come to a peaceful end, and may everybody be returned to their place of residence and start rebuilding their country so that it can have love and peace forever and ever. Amen. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation.
because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.